This is Retirement Talk. I'm Dal Lowry. I've entitled this episode, Energy and Aging. A long time ago, one dark winter night in Alaska, I decided to rewrite the book on energy and time. I decided to stay up an extra hour each night so that I could extend my day. I would allow 1 week to adjust to the change, and then I would jump another hour. The plan was to eventually gain 4 or 5 hours each night. I would then be able to sleep just 4 hours and do so much more each day. I was one young, ambitious guy. That is one way to look at it. Of course, the other way to look at it was that I was young, stupid guy. My first attempt at extending the day was not so difficult. The week passed, and I gained 1 hour of reading each night. The second week saw me making a pot of caffeine coffee at 10 o'clock. Now I was staying up till midnight, and yet moving through each day with just a little bit of drag. Then the goal became 1 a.m. The coffee continued to flow, but I ceased to function. Impossible. I crashed, slept all of 1 weekend, and realized that energy had disappeared right along with the sleep. We can't buy sleep or energy. It just has to be replenished in a natural way. Retirement has brought this more keenly into my mind recently. Perhaps it wasn't retirement as much as being over 80 years old. I can't seem to find a way to renew that energy the way I used to. I'm thinking of more sleep rather than less. More vitamins, more exercise, more food. Hard to believe it could be more food. Less food, perhaps. Energy is one of those things that always seems in short supply. Thus, it always has a high value. We see this when we drive our cars or when we heat our homes. We feel this at the end of each day when we finally succumb to personal loss and lay our head on a pillow. It seems like there ought to be a way to beat the system, a way to get around this loss and keep right on moving. I wish. There have been other times in life when personal energy tended to fade and then was restored. A thyroid problem resides deep within my family genes. When the problem first occurred to me, my energy was completely gone. I was dragging from one day to day for months. The medical analysis and one little pill a day fixed it all. Lucky for me, that was over 30 years ago, and I'm still moving. There are so many things that can go wrong. We all have energy issues at some time or another in our life. The causes and remedial actions are varied, if even possible. For some, it may be no gluten. For others, more exercise. For some, it may be B12. And for others, help may come through acupuncture or a heart operation. These are the lucky ones. Many of us find no help or remedy available. The energy is dwindling, and there is no magic pill or treatment that can help. Retirement brings lots of changes to our lives. One is that we continue to age. As we age, we change physically and mentally. We have to be careful attributing change to aging. It may be something else. Of course, it may be, in fact, aging. We ran into an older man walking in the rain a few days ago. It was 11 o'clock in the morning and time for us to get some exercise, but it was raining hard. We decided to walk rather than bike. We met only one person on our walk of 2 or 3 miles that wound along a stream and through a large park that is nearby. Fred. Since we had met no one else, we paused to exchange pleasantries with Fred. We see him regularly walking one way as we bike the other. We have said hello for years, but on this rainy day, we had time to stop and talk. Fred was 93, and he walked over 2 miles each day. I asked him what his secret was to exceptional health and longevity. He told me of a friend who had just died. She responded to the same question with, "You live to be 100, and then you need to be careful." She died at age 104. Energy is a precious commodity. We want to put one step in front of the other. The tank will eventually run dry, but if there is a way to get a refill or plug any leaks, we can take advantage. Taking good care of our health and exercise may be a wise path. Good genes won't hurt. Coffee, even a double Americano, may not be the only option. This is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry.